Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. I'm your host, Charles. Today's guest is English teacher Camille from the US. I absolutely love Camille's content. She has an amazing YouTube channel where she shares content for English learners. In her channel, you can find vlogs, interviews, and a lot of tips for learning. She also speaks fluently Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, and currently she's learning French. Here are some of the things we talk about in this episode. How to get better at communicating with confidence, the best way to master English prepositions, using language to connect and meet people. Camille shared with us her experience learning Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, and French, the importance of having the right mindset when learning, why you should know the kind of learner you are, the idea of being a digital nomad. I had such an amazing time talking with Camille, and I'm 100% sure that you guys are gonna love this episode. Before getting to the interview with Camille, let's hear a message from another listener. As some of you may know, in season 4, I launched a new segment on the show. This segment is for you, the listener. If you would like to participate in the podcast, this space is for you. I want you guys to share your voice and your message. So, if you are interested in participating, feel free to send me a message on social media, okay? Today's listener is William. I got the pleasure to connect with William in the Fluency Breakthrough Challenge back in January of 2020. I'm so glad that he's participating on the podcast. I still remember some of the calls we had, including some group calls. It was a lot of fun. I love participating in challenges and connecting with people. Unfortunately, my life has been a little bit crazy, so I don't have too much time to participate in challenges again. But speaking of challenges, I would like to challenge you guys to join our community on Telegram and to join our online meetings. In fact, we're gonna meet again this Friday. This is an amazing opportunity for you to connect with me and with language learners from all around the globe. So I hope to see you there, okay? Now let's hear William. William, thank you so much for your support and for participating in the segment. I really appreciate it.
Hi, language learners. This is William from Colombia. I'm a graphic and motion designer who loves to learn a lot. Currently, I'm living in Bogota, Colombia's capital city, and also working remotely for a startup in Canada that is focused in digital transformation for small business individuals and startups. I started to hear the podcast by January 2020, a few months before the COVID pandemic shook the whole world. I discovered the Stories of Language Learners podcast when I signed up for the 2020 Fluency Breakthrough Challenge on Instagram, which was organized by Stephanie, the English coach. The challenge was based on talking with people from all over the world, completing several tasks and creating content on the Instagram platform. Then, at some point of the challenge, Stephanie published a story on Instagram about the podcast. Then I was curious, so installed Spotify and started to hear it. Finally, was hooked up to the interesting conversations and value content provided in the different chapters, not mentioning Charles' relaxing voice tone. I loved the story behind each guest invited to the conversation, because they inspired me to overcome the lack of motivation and find new ways to enjoy the language learning process. Really love all the value content on each conversation. The most important thing that I have learned through the podcast is that the language learning process is not just a goal, but a lifestyle, and that there are many ways to make the English learning enjoyable. I highly recommend the Stories of Language Learners podcast because you will find real stories and useful tips and insights from real people who has improved and keep improving in their own English learning journey. Be inspired in your own life and journey. So, bring a warm cup of coffee or your favorite beverage and listen to the conversation. Remember to take careful notes of these wisdom nuggets. Thanks, Charles, for creating these interesting conversations and content which inspires us to keep practicing and improving in our English learning path. God bless you, bro.
Podcast. Learning a new language changed my life, and I'm sure that it can change yours too. One of my main goals with this podcast is to share amazing and inspiring stories from other learners, so we all can stay motivated and get inspired over and over again. I hear on a daily basis how much you guys love and appreciate the show. So now you can support the work I've been doing with this podcast by becoming a member on Patreon. All the financial support there will go to the podcast and our community. Also, by becoming a member on Patreon, you'll get extra content. The link to join us on Patreon is in the show notes. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your support. Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. Today I'm so excited to have Camille on the show. Hi Camille, thank you so much for being here. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I am super excited to be here. I love your podcast project and I feel honored to be a part of it. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm really excited to know your story and your journey with language because you know several languages, which is really cool. We were chatting a little bit before we started recording this episode, including in Portuguese. We were talking a little bit, which was so cool. And okay, just a little bit of background, sorry how we ended up in this call. I connect with Camille through Twitter, and then I started following her on Instagram, and I saw the work she's doing, which is really awesome. And I told her that our projects are really similar because she also interviews a lot of language learners. She has an amazing YouTube channel with a lot of interviews, and yes, I'm really excited to have her here. So thank you so much for accepting my invitation. Could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, absolutely. So I am Camille. I'm American. I was born in Michigan and I'm currently in South Carolina. I'm married and I have three children, Maddox, Ivory, and Cairo. So they are 2, 4, and 7 years old. I teach English online on Instagram and on YouTube, and I'm a language learner. I love learning languages. I love meeting new people. I love traveling. So right now I am fluent, I would say, in Spanish, Portuguese, and Italian, and I'm learning French. And I have a lifelong goal of speaking 10 languages fluently. And I love to travel so much. So I've been to 38 countries and I also have a goal of 100 countries in my lifetime.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah, wow, you have been to 38 countries. This is so awesome. And we were chatting also before recording this interview. I think we should have recorded that part, but we were sharing about the idea of being a digital nomad, which if I don't know if you guys know this concept of a digital nomad person, which is someone who works 100% remotely and can travel and have their own schedule, which is really awesome nowadays. And for the first time I'm working 100% online, so I'm thinking about after this whole craziness of this pandemic comes to an end to start travel and visiting other places, because it's so sad. Even in Brazil I just visited 2 states and I have never been abroad, but hopefully I'm gonna do this in the future, because it's so inspiring to hear that you have been to 38 countries and you will continue to travel. And you said to me that next year you are intending to go to Costa Rica, and also maybe you are gonna visit Brazil, which is so awesome to have this freedom.
Yeah, we're actually leaving to Costa Rica in just over a week and hope to visit Brazil this year as well. That would be a dream. So I feel super blessed that as a family we can travel. My husband can work, I can work as well from any country, any place. And it's just really amazing to live life amongst other cultures, especially when you're learning a language and then you get to practice that language with people, meet amazing new people, and just have your worldview shifted. And so I love it. I'm looking forward to it.
You've been meeting a lot of people that you had the opportunity to connect because of the fact that you know several languages and you can communicate with them. So this is awesome. And also we were chatting about it before recording that you mentioned that you already know some people that you can visit and you can connect with them in person, because this connection that you guys have, which is a new language that you learned, this is awesome. I've been having like a similar experience, but I would say online. I've been interviewing people from all around the world and connect with them because of English, and this is amazing. And I know that there are some people that I can count on if I say, oh, I'm gonna visit your country, and then we can meet in real life. That would be awesome.
Yes, it is the most amazing experience. So when I was learning Italian, I met several Italians through a language learning app, and then we visited Italy, and I got to meet 5 of them in person, and 2 of them I still talk to almost every day on a regular basis. And so I think real friendships can happen through language learning, and I love it.
Yes, this is amazing. Okay, so let's go to the questions that I prepared for our interview. The first one that I have here, could you share a little bit about your journey with language in general when you start learning?
Yes, so I started learning Spanish when I was 27, and I'm 35 now. And me and my husband went to Mexico. This was before having kids. And we worked with a teacher, a private teacher, just me and him for 9 weeks. So we went to class every day, and it was the hardest thing I've ever done, was learning that first foreign language, because I didn't know how to learn a language. I didn't know anything besides hola. And so everything was just mind-blowing for me. And then we were living with a Mexican family, and they did not speak any English any English. So we were just full on in the process day after day learning. It was shocking to us. We were super tired. And then we ended up moving to Spain and continuing to learn Spanish, mostly through just talking to people. And it was years later, actually, when I decided, we were living in Hawaii, so we're a bit of a nomadic family. So all of my language learning journey, I'm like, I was here in this country or in this place. So we were in Hawaii, and a friend of mine was like, Camille, why do you only speak English and Spanish? And I was like, I think I'm doing pretty good as an American to even speak one foreign language, because not many Americans learn another language. But she planted something in my mind, and I decided in that moment, I want to learn another language. And I chose Italian just on a whim. I didn't know any Italians. I just thought Italian would be cool. And so I studied by myself online, mostly just for 3 months. And then I ended up getting pregnant. Me and my husband moved from Hawaii to South Carolina. So I took a 9-month break from Italian. But then after having our child, my son was like, we should go to Europe for a while. We ended up going for 7 months, but it motivated me to learn Italian again. So I full on started studying, and I got to a level where I felt like, okay, this is pretty good. And then it was after, I think, the year mark with Italian, we were in Greece, and I watched a polyglot video, and I decided to learn Portuguese the next day. And I became obsessed with languages, I feel, when I started with Portuguese. It did something to me. I just love Portuguese so much. And I fell in love with the language, with the Brazilian culture, and I stuck with it. I'm still speaking Portuguese until I studied it pretty intensely for 1 year. And then I started with French, and I've been on this French journey for the last 8 months. And French has been the hardest battle for me. But I'm finally at a point where I'm conversational, I'm having phone calls, and it's been a lot of fun. So that's a bit about my language learning history, I would say.
Amazing. Thanks for sharing. That's awesome, because something that I realized is that first, you are really passionate about language, and also you like to connect with people using the language. Because guys, I would encourage you to check it out, Camille's Instagram and also her YouTube channel. But especially on Instagram, she approaches people on the street to interview them, to know their language learning journey. It's so cool to watch, and it takes a lot of courage to do that. But I really admire you for that, because I don't know, I'm a shy person, so I struggle a lot to talk with these strangers. So this is really cool. And something that I noticed is that part of your journey is that you would move to places to use the language, which is so cool. Oh, I took some notes here. I'm curious, does your husband also speak other languages?
Yes. So my husband learned Spanish with me. When I started learning Italian, he started learning Portuguese, and then he's still with Portuguese. And I've gone on to other languages, but he has a pretty good level in both Spanish and Portuguese.
That's cool. So you guys both are language learners. And okay, I'm also curious, what about your kids? Are you teaching them like other language besides English?
So our plan was to move to Spain. So we lived in Spain for 2 years, and our plan was to move back to Spain last May. And we were going to be working with Brazilians in Spain. So in my mind, I was like, great, my kids will learn Portuguese, they'll learn Spanish, maybe even another language in school. But then we didn't move because of COVID. And so my kids do not speak any other languages besides English, but I am pretty sure that we will end up living abroad and they will learn that way, I hope. It's hard to discipline myself to speak to them in another language. And I feel like if I want them to learn from me, I will have to just switch and speak that language all the time, which is super hard.
That's so cool because you already have like this goal to teach them, or this, you already have this idea that it is important to pass to them this passion for language, because this is something that we were talking also before recording about how many doors learning a new language can open, right?
Yes.
This is so important. Something that I always say, that learning a new language is like life changing. And I think that every person should learn a new language because children.
Yes. 100%. Really awesome. Yes, because language is so connected to culture. And so when you learn a new language, you learn about a new culture, you learn how to think differently. You learn that, wow, life isn't just like American, you know, it's not just one point of view. So my worldview has been changed. And every time I learn a new language, I'm learning new things. And I'm like, this is amazing. It becomes a bit addicting. I think I'm addicted to learning languages.
It's a good addiction.
Yeah, true.
Okay, so the next question is, I think this is going to be a little bit hard to answer, but the question is, what techniques, methods, and resources did you use to learn this language? I think that maybe you went through different processes depending on the language, but is there something in general that really helped you to become fluent in those languages?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are so many free resources. My favorite ones that I always find myself going back to every time I start a new language. One, Himsler. Himsler is basically a program that I get it through a library app for free. And so I go through 150 30-minute lessons. Basically, I start with day one. So it's the first 5 months of my language learning, and it's listening and speaking. So like it was from English into French or English into Portuguese or whatever. And so I do that. And then alongside of that, because that's just 30 minutes a day, I'm doing Duolingo. Then I go on HelloTalk to meet natives, and then YouTube. YouTube is such a great resource to find so many amazing videos.
Thank you so much for sharing. And okay, I'm going to mention, guys, there is a YouTube video on Camille's channel called Best App and Resources for Learning English. I really love that video and I really recommend you guys checking it out. So, okay, so the next question. Let's say that someone is really good at understanding English but lacks confidence when it comes to communicating. What would you recommend to this person to get better at communicating with confidence?
That's a great question. And I think that's a very relevant issue. People are afraid. I think people are afraid of making mistakes. But I think that the best way to overcome that is through your own mindset, the power of your thoughts, the power of your mind. So going into the language learning process knowing, I can do this. I will speak. I am good at English. Even just these affirmations, positive affirmations that you can tell yourself, they really will impact your language learning journey in a positive way. So I always encourage people, have the right mindset, have a positive mindset, and be okay with making mistakes. So there's those things. And then you just have to go through the struggle. It will never just come come out perfectly. Like, I am still, I would say, struggling 8 months into French. It still doesn't sound so natural and so beautiful when I speak it, and I still lack words and I'm like, no. But at the same time, I'm just going through it because I know each time I practice, each time I open up my mouth and speak, whether it's on a phone call or just to leave a little voice note, that I'm going to get better. I'm getting better. So that is a big thing as well, I think.
Yes, yeah. I love that, because truly mindset is the key to any skill that you are attempting to learn, because if you have the right mindset, you can accomplish everything. And I remember, and I mentioned to Camille before recording this interview, that I struggled a lot with English at the beginning because I avoid, especially the part of communicating. First of all, I didn't believe myself. I thought that learning a new language was impossible and I would never learn it. So if I had the right mindset when I first started learning, I think that I would have like a higher level, because I avoid for so long to start to speak with people. And also yeah. my shy person, so for me to get out of my comfort zone, it was like a miracle. And I was so afraid to commit mistakes. I was waiting for my English to be perfect, and nowadays I know that I don't have to be perfect in everything, and that's okay. Yeah. And yes, if you have like a goal and a desire of learning a new language, don't be afraid of it, and yeah. don't wait to be perfect. Just go for it and have the mindset, and you will accomplish your goals of learning, right?
That's so good. Yeah. I mean, think of it like learning an instrument or learning a sport. You're not going to be perfect the first time you shoot a basketball, you know? You have to practice and practice and practice to get better. One thing I also want to add to this is that a safe environment is important. If you find somebody and you feel safe with them, you will speak. You know, I've had people that I'm their first phone call ever with a native person, but they're like, I feel okay with you. I feel safe with you. So I think if you have a safe environment as well, and you know, this person isn't judging me, then you're more likely to have the confidence to speak as well. And I think your confidence can grow each time you speak. You know, maybe today, maybe you practice speaking every day, and 30 days from now, look back and know your confidence will have grown exponentially. Trust me. Yeah.
I love that, because this is so true. Being in the right environment can make a huge difference in your learning journey, because I've been part of some communities online, like the community from Stephanie, the English coach, the challenges that I participated, which was challenges that I would have to complete tasks using social media. And I met so many amazing and incredible people that no one judged me, and we were in a safe space. We were secure that nothing bad would happen. So every time that I had a new call with someone else, I would feel a lot of freedom to not be worried about what yeah. all the other people are thinking about my mistakes or what I'm saying. So yeah, being in the right environment can really helps. And also something that I never thought that I would build out of this project, out of this podcast, it is a community of language learners. And I've been doing meetings online with the community of this podcast on Zoom. And it's so nice to see people from all around the world getting together with the same purpose. And I always prepare some fun questions, and then I send the questions, and then I split the group in small groups, and we stay in this call for 1 hour. So I've been doing this since June of last year, and it's so nice to see people being part of this community that I create out of this podcast. This is really amazing.
Love that. It's amazing. Having a good community around you of like-mindedness, you know, you're in it with the same mission. I think it really helps you meet your goals.
Awesome. Okay, let's move on to the next question. This question also was inspired in one of your videos on YouTube. So the question is, do you have any advice for people who struggle with English prepositions?
Yes. So prepositions are hard. They're hard for me as well in Portuguese. They're hard for me in the other languages too. So I feel your pain. I think that, okay, it's going to be hard to just memorize the list of rules, and it's not fun either. So I think the best way to really master prepositions is through a lot of practice, and just try to pay attention when you're reading a book or when you're even just reading a little Instagram post. Try to pay attention to the prepositions. When does the native speaker use them? Where are they in the paragraph? As well as if you're watching something on TV, watching a show, watching just a 1 minute video, just try to listen for the prepositions and see how they're used. And then you yourself can be able to reproduce those as well. Another practical way to do it is just practicing writing your own examples out. So just talking about your life. I mean, this will help you grow in your writing skills as well, but just writing about a subject that's interesting to you and then practicing putting the right prepositions in there. So those are just a few fun ways that you can grow and master learning prepositions.
Yes, I love what you said that these are fun ways, because something that I always say is that learning a new language doesn't need to be boring, right? We can find fun ways to do it.
Totally.
It's something that I like to do because I struggle a lot with prepositions. It's because it's so hard to master like the whole prepositions in English. But something that I love is really pay attention when I'm listening to like a podcast. So I really pay attention in the preposition the person is using. And then when I have to say it, for some reason my brain will say to me, oh, this sounds right or this sounds wrong.
Yeah. So
if I say the wrong way, I can notice, oh, I think this doesn't sound right. I need to change to other preposition.
Yes, that's so good. And another thing worth noting is, even though a lot of people make mistakes with the prepositions, I always know what they're trying to say, you know? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, communication is the goal. So don't stress if that is just something that you keep making mistakes with. I tell the language learner, like, I still know what you're trying to say. So it's okay. I will always correct them and tell them the right preposition, but don't stress about it. Don't worry. It's okay. You'll get it.
Yes. As you said, I really love that, because the goal is communicating, and sometimes we can understand by the whole context, right? So, yes. Okay. Next question. What opportunities and experiences learning a new language brought to you?
Wow. So many things. I think open doors when it comes to traveling, just knowing, okay, I have a person there, which we talked a little bit about that, but that is an amazing open door. The opportunity to meet people, especially in the online world, because of my work, I've gotten to meet so many incredible language learners and hear their stories, learn about their cultures just from the languages that I've learned. And I think that has been the most life-changing thing, is hearing people's stories. Because I feel like every person has something to offer. Every person has something valuable that I can learn from them. So I think that alone has been the coolest thing. And then opportunities like this to go on your podcast, you know, I wouldn't have known. So I think, yeah.
I love that, because this is so true. Something that I've been learning a lot, and I really have this as a huge value in my life in general, is to being curious and ask people questions, because we will always learn something new from other people. You just need to stay curious, which is, I think, it's a good quality to have, because if you are a curious person, you can learn so much from other people that you are interacting with. And sometimes it's so sad when you have people around you that don't ask questions. They just talk about themselves, which can be said, but staying curious, I think it's something really awesome, right?
Somebody asked me, Camille, what one word would you use to describe yourself? And I totally said curious. That was my word. I am. I just want to know about people. I want to know their story, who they are, why they do what they do.
Yes, yeah, this is an amazing quality.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, next question. What is the best advice you could give to someone who is learning a new language? It can be more than one.
Okay, the best advice. I'm not going to expand on it again, because I talked a bit about mindset. So mindset is an important thing. I think knowing what kind of learner you are. Are you a person that needs a lot of structure? Do you need to go to a classroom? Do you need to have a private teacher? Or are you self-motivated and can you do it on your own? Because we all have different learning styles. So I think it's important to identify how you learn. Are you a visual learner? learner? Do you need to see the words or can you only hear them and be okay? So just learning how you learn will help you with the language learning process, as well as just never giving up, always going forward, always pushing yourself. And then really, I think finding joy in the process is key. Finding what you like. I would not be watching things about politics to learn French right now because I don't like politics. It would feel torturous to me. I wouldn't want to do it, but I'm watching things that are interesting to me, like languages, language learning things in French or how people live their life in French. And then it makes it not even seem like I'm really studying the language, you know, but I'm taking in this information that's interesting and I'm learning at the same time. So I think those things together are keys to your success.
Yes, I loved everything you said. This is so amazing. And something that you mentioned is about learning yourself. Yes, this is so important because I can tell by my English learning journey. I started learning English back in 2015, and I started learning through the traditional way, going mm-hmm. to an English school. And it was, for me, it was so boring and I wasn't motivated. So yeah. 2 years after, I dropped out mm-hmm. the courses that I attempted to do, and I started to enjoy the process, doing yeah. things that I liked the most. And that was the point that I found out, whoa, I think now I know the kind of way that I can learn, doing things by myself. And yes, identifying that and sticking to that, it led me to my English level nowadays. I improved so much more because I was able to identify the way that I like the most to learn.
That's amazing. That is so good and so awesome that you didn't just stay in a school because you didn't even like it. You know, you found your own path, you found what worked for you, and now you're super fluent in English. So that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, now to wrap it up, let's go to the rapid fire question segment. I started okay. doing this segment back in season 3 because I received a lot of feedback from the listeners saying, Charles, we would love to know a little bit about more the guests, not just learning language stuff. So I created this rapid fire question segment. Okay, the first one, what is your favorite food?
That is so hard because I'm a foodie. I love food so much. But if I had to choose one food today, I would say Shahi Paneer. It's an Indian food. It's a cheese dish in a creamy sauce. And then eating it with naan bread, which is Indian bread, it is so delicious.
Wow, it sounds delicious.
Yes.
Awesome. Which tourist place would you recommend for someone interested in visiting your country?
Okay. I think that when people visit the U.S., they always think of New York City, L.A., Miami. I say, why don't you check out Charleston, South Carolina, or Boston, Massachusetts? They're a little, well, less known, but they're amazing. Charleston is a historical town, one of the oldest cities in America. It has the beach, and it also has the coolest downtown. Town, an old market where you can buy, people are there making things, so handcrafted items, and it has also amazing southern food as well. So check out Charleston.
Amazing. Thanks for sharing. Yes. What is your favorite hobby?
Language learning. It really yes. is. If I could do anything all day, it would be learning languages, but I love talking to people. So if I could say having phone calls in other languages is a hobby, that is my hobby.
That's an amazing hobby. Okay. Do you have a favorite movie or series? If yes, which one? Or which is the last movie or series you have watched?
Can I answer them both?
Yes.
Favorite series, it's the classic Friends. I just love it. It's just the best. Last movie I watched was last night, and it was called Le Prix de Succès, The Price of Success. It was a French movie. So wow. I'm pretty much into French every day. So something French every day. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Do you know the number one TV series that most people answered in this question is Friends?
Oh, it's just so like the best.
Many people watch Friends. That's so cool.
I love it. And they just had the Friends reunion on HBO, which I haven't seen yet, but I want to.
Yes,
Have you heard about it?
Yes, I saw on social media a lot of people that I follow were posting things about this yeah. new project of them. It's really cool.
I know. Have you seen Friends?
No, I never watch it.
Okay, you'll have to watch it.
Uh-huh. Okay, next one. Do you have a favorite song or band? If yes, which one? Or which is the last band or artist you listen to?
So every morning I go on a jog. A lot of times I listen to a podcast, but music for me when I'm jogging is more motivating. I like pop music. And this morning I listened to Stefano Germanotta. He's an Italian artist that remakes songs and he's just so cool. So I love his upbeat music. So that is the last artist I listened to today.
Amazing. Next one. Do you have a favorite book or author? If yes, which one? Or which is the last book you read?
I love this American author named Francine Rivers. She writes really raw books. It is, so they're fiction, they're not true, but they're amazing. And she has one called The Masterpiece, and it was absolutely phenomenal. It's a huge, thick book, and I think I read it in 2 or 3 days because you just cannot stop. It was so good.
That's amazing. Yeah. I really, this is something that I always say, I really admire people who can read tons and tons of books. Because, I don't know, when I start to read, I start to sleep at the same time. I'm not a reader.
Okay.
Thank God for podcasts or audiobooks.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Audiobooks are amazing. And also a great way to learn a language is through reading as well or audiobooks.
Yes. Okay, next one. Who has influenced your career or your language learning journey the most?
It's hard to say one specific person, but I feel like just meeting people along the way in my journey. So meeting people and being able to interview them, like today, meeting Lindy Boats and interviewing her. She's known in the polyglot world. She's amazing. Just having the opportunity to connect with people from all over the world, from different cultures, language learners, even people that are learning and they're not teaching online has been amazing. So also a good friend of mine now, he's from Turkey. His name is Os and he has a YouTube channel and we've done lives together. And I feel like he's really impacted me in a positive way on this journey as well.
Amazing. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Last one. Could you share 3 phrasal verbs, idioms, or expressions that you think people should know them?
Yes. So something that we say if we agree with something, like, oh, that movie was so good. We're like, totally. We say the word totally a lot. Me and my husband were talking about what words I should share. What do we say on a regular basis? So that one. And then I don't know if you guys know catch up. It's a phrasal verb. Like, I need to catch up on my homework. I need to catch up with an old friend. And that means that I need to update myself or get to the place where I need to be. So I think those are things that we would use quite a bit.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. Now, last question. Where can people find you online?
So online, I'm Camille Hansen on Instagram and Twitter. And my YouTube channel is called Learn English with Camille. And it's also LinkedIn with my Instagram account.
Amazing. I'm going to put all of these links in the show notes so you guys can connect with Camille. Camille, thank you so much for being here. I had a blast talking with you. Thank you for being part of the podcast.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun. I always love talking about languages and meeting new people, so I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. If you can, please share the podcast with your friends. Subscribe to the show so you can get notified when I release new episodes. And feel free to leave a review. I would love to read it. Now I have a message for you. Remember this, you don't have to be alone when learning a new language. You can find awesome communities to be part of. The number one reason why I was able to level up my English is because I decided to get out of my comfort zone and connect with language learners from all around the globe. So, if you have been struggling to improve your speaking skills, and if you can't find someone else to have a conversation, I want to encourage you to participate in our online encounters and to join our global community on Telegram. Since June of 2020, I've been organizing English speaking sessions on Zoom for us to hang out. In there, you can meet new people, make new friends, and practice English. Spanish while having fun. If you can't use Telegram, don't worry. I always announce our encounters on social media. And you can always DM me so I can send you the link to our meetings. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.